For more than 20 years, I avoided thinking about my father. The pain was just too great. I'm Robert Vibert, and I'm here today to tell you about how I was able to overcome the pain, the grief, the intense sadness that I felt for so many years. Here's my story. When I was 20 years old, my father suddenly died of a heart attack. And for more than 20 years after, I could not even talk about this. If someone brought the topic up, I talked about something else or just left the room. You see, the pain was so big, so scary, so out of this world, I couldn't even think about it. I lived in real, profound fear that if I actually experienced this pain, it would just be too much for me. Now, this is not a rational thought. In fact, it was almost crazy to think this way. After all, grief is grief, right? Well, I had no idea how to deal with the grief. No one had ever taught me. How do you deal with the pain of somebody so close to you dying? So I denied my grief. I hid from it. I avoided it. I ran away from it. For more than 20 years. Finally, when I started looking into healing methods, especially those that dealt with emotional issues, I started to dip my toe into that deep, scary part of my life. Now, I tried a lot, and I mean a lot, of techniques to heal this pain. I started with Reiki, and I went from there. Each method I tried seemed to work, well, at least for a while. Then I would discover that the pain was back again. Maybe not quite as strong, but certainly there. I tried affirmations. I tried hypnosis, counseling, positive thinking. I even tried technology, binaural beats, wearing headphones for an hour every morning for 3 years. I tried meditation, including the Vipassana approach, where you're silent for 10 days as you meditate. I also tried being in the now, which Eckhart Tolle talks about. Over the years, I must have spent tens of thousands of dollars and thousands of hours on books, workshops, retreats, CDs, private healing sessions, you name it. And yet, the pain was still with me. I was getting a bit despondent. Was nothing going to work? Was I going to be stuck with this pain forever? I even visited a holy mountain in Japan, hoping to find some answer there. Then one day I discovered energy healing in the form of EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. I tried it on something that wasn't as big as that pain, and it worked. I tried it on a few more things, and it worked. Then I tried it on some problems that friends had, and it worked for them too. So I started to study EFT and energy healing with a passion, and I spent a lot of time and energy looking at all the different ways that it could work. Now, some of the ways that energy healing worked were very good for me, and some others just didn't seem to have much of an impact. So I started investigating, what is it that makes healing work? And over time, I've looked at a whole number of different techniques in the energy healing field. For each one of them, I looked to see what worked, what didn't work, and what was the fundamental understanding that I could derive in terms of how healing was happening. I also studied as much as I could about emotional healing, and in the end, I ended up creating a system which I call the next step. Now, I explain all about this journey in my book, The Missing Link to Your Emotional Healing Success, so I won't repeat it here. But I will say that using the next step, I have healed that pain around my father's death and a whole lot of other issues that I used to have. And that was something I didn't really think was going to be possible. But it was. And it continues to be possible every day. And not just for me, but for everyone else that tries it out and gives it a sincere attempt. The results can be remarkable. Now, while I was developing the next step process, I ended up helping a lot of people dissolve fears, anxieties, worries, pain, grief, all kinds of emotions that they didn't find very useful in their lives. I'm not a therapist, and I don't pretend to be one. I am someone who spent a lot of time and effort understanding healing and what actually happens. It's also not surprising that I actually ended up designing a system, since I used to do this when I worked in the computer industry, when I used to do systems analysis and design complex but efficient systems that almost anyone could use with just a minimum amount of training. So I looked for something that was simple, effective, and economical. If you'd like to find out more about how I ended up developing the next step, please check out my Missing Series books, CDs, and DVDs. They'll explain more about the technique itself and how it can help you get more peace and less pain in your life. I'm Robert Vibert. Thanks for listening.